Couldn't figure out that. Is that you? I can't hear you very well.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi. There you are. It's so nice to
how
see
you. How are you?
I'm good. So we don't have forever. We can talk for a while. I've got a thing to do. I got a lunch at O'Bear's.
Oh,
so,
got it. That's.
But first, let me just ask you, how you doing?
Doing good. Good. Feeling well. How are you? It's an honor.
Well, it's an honor as well. I'm doing fine. I'm doing all right. I'm just a little tense because I'm wearing this shirt, and my wife said I'm supposed to wear an undershirt, some sort of collared shirt. But I like it because it shows off my shoulders.
I agree. It's a good shirt, and I disagree about undershirts. I don't think undershirts are needed in any capacity, any time.
Well, they're not comfortable.
No.
When's the last time you wore an undershirt?
1982, I'm pretty sure it was.
Okay.
Two or four.
Right. Well, that's... You know, I dressed up as a woman.
I remember that. A lot of people remember that. Yeah. It was a very, it was everywhere. I think you won awards for it, I'm guessing.
Well, yeah, there was a lot of things that happened out of it, but that's.
Big congrats.
The liberation of it. Have you ever dressed up like
a
woman?
Sure, yeah.
I mean, off camera?
Yeah, probably, yeah. Yeah, yes.
What do you mean, probably?
The answer is yes.
Tell me about that. Tell me about that.
I think the most recent woman I was dressed as recently was Jessie from Toy Story.
Okay, and this is your own time? This is what, your living room?
My living room during the pandemic for my child and for myself.
Talk about this. I mean, your name is Bobby
correct.
Moynihan.
Correct. You said that correctly. Yeah, it's weird to hear you say my name. It's an honor. It's
Bobby
correct.
Moynihan.
Yeah, you said it. Yeah, you said it weird, but yeah, you said it.
And people usually call you what, Monahan? Most often
that
Monahan,
mangled what? With that a lot, but mangled with other stuff. Like I get yeah.
You get deactivated.
Yeah. Yeah, I get lots of weird versions of it.
Have you ever been electrocuted?
I want to say yes. I want to say yes. I feel like I have.
If you got electrocuted, you probably know it.
I guess you're right. But I guess I.
So, I'll tell you my story. I was in the kitchen. I was next to the I was making a sandwich, making a roast beef sandwich. The toaster at that time that we had little buttons on it. It was a space age toaster. You push a button, something would happen, and then something happened. I got electrocuted.
My gosh, I'm so sorry. Oh, that's it. That's the end of the story there.
That's the story.
Yeah,
that's
no, yeah. What? Nothing happened. You're okay, though. Obviously, you're okay.
Well, it's just, I talked to one of my friends. They said it's a reciprocal force. So the more you hold down, the more it grabs onto you. And luckily, the plug came out of the wall just the right time. So it didn't.
Nothing really crazy happened. That's good to hear. Yeah.
Who are your idols? Who are your idols? Who do you look up to? Who inspires you?
Wow. Gosh, I mean, like, I guess growing up, it was like, you know, maybe like Stan Lee or like Jim Henson, those kind of people.
Right, the creators.
Yeah, Walt Disney, I think.
So the people that create these things, these worlds.
Yeah, yeah. You're George Lucas's.
Is that because you wanted to become an actor?
I don't know. Maybe I just enjoyed playing in weird universes. But yeah, maybe that was it. I was a big fan of like weird people. I liked Dave Goals, who was Gonzo on the Muppets.
The Foo Fighters.
Close. He was the he's the voice of Gonzo on the Muppets. But he's also the lead singer of the Foo Fighters. No, that's Dave Grohl. But Dave Grohl's
Dave Grohl.
Because
I used to think for a while it was Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl. See, I don't know if you're doing a bit there or not, but I think...
I don't know if...
I think it's Dave Grohl.
I keep interrupting you. I don't mean to interrupt you.
Please, you're Dustin Hoffman. You can do whatever you damn please.
Well, that's... I'm laughing because it's laughable. So I remember this happened one time. You know, Sally Field and I went to eat food at a restaurant. She didn't know she was allergic to seafood. You know, you can develop that much later in life. Is there anything you're allergic to?
No. I'm pretty good with stuff, but a weird thing that I have is if I have sour candy, if I have anything sour, I start sweating real bad. I don't know why.
Oh, you get the sour sweats.
Get the sour sweats. Yeah, are you familiar with them? Is this something you have to deal with as well?
I've had it happen, but only in my feet.
Gotcha. That's weird. I only get it in my head, top of my head.
Does this keep you from eating sour things, or is this?
Nope. I love sour stuff. I love it.
Does this motivate you to eat more sour things?
Wow. I've never thought of it that way. I'm going to say no. I've never gone like, I got to have it just to see how hot my head can get. No, I've never done that. I've just been like, gosh, I love that sour candy. It's delicious.
Do you have any
pets? I don't have any pets. I don't. I wish I was about to say I wish I did, but I think that's a lie. I think I would be lying. I think I almost lied.
You know, because you really can't say to someone, I want pets, but I'm not going to have them because I can't afford them. You can't say that. It's just not true.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think that it's that I can't afford a pet. I just don't want the responsibility of a pet right now.
Right. Out of all your movies, if you could pick any one of them to be a children's book, which one would it be?
Wow. I would say Ted 2.
And why is that?
Why not, man? You know, it's a teddy bear. Children love cursing. I think it would cross over pretty well. I wasn't in it that much. But okay. I think that's the one.
And you sure you don't have any allergies? Like if I send
are you going to send me something, Dustin Hoffman?
I might send you something. If I sent you something, would you get allergic to it?
When you say it like that, I feel like I might just pretend I am just to see what happens. But no, I don't think I will. I don't have any allergies. I mean, like unless you send me like I don't know, like a. Glitter, like a glitter, I don't know. Can you be allergic to glitter? I don't know why I thought that was fine.
If you snort it.
I guess you're right. I would. I would snort it. So don't send that.
Do you like being an actor? I mean, and tell me in as many words as you want, but I feel that to be an actor, to really be an actor, you have to have heart.
Wow.
I felt it
like crap. I thought you were going to cry for a second, and you got super emotional about it, the craft of acting.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. You are welcome, sir. Thank you for Midnight Cowboy. Thank you for so many things.
You know, you played Ratso Rizzo. One of the stories about Ratso Rizzo, I was eating salami sandwiches at the time, and I was eating them maybe too many at the time. No sausage, no pepperoncini, nothing, nothing extra meats, just mustard, salami, and sandwich bread. And I started to pass out. because of the salt. There was too much salt in it. I was drinking too much water. It was retaining water. So it would pass out in between these different scenes, and they wouldn't want to wake me up, but then they would wake me up, and I was right. So, you know, I would go into the whole thing.
So good in that movie. It's nice to know it was fueled by sandwiches.
It was. And I wouldn't give any endorsement to any bread companies.
Yeah, I know. Because I was going to say, I noticed you called it sandwich bread. You didn't even say white bread. You didn't even specify a type of bread. You specifically made it vaguer than usual, I felt.
I'm almost a century old. My name is Dustin Hoffman, and I'm almost a century old. So tell me what a day in the life of you is. What do you do? What do you like to do if you're not working?
Wake up. First hour I'm awake, I'm running full speed as fast as I can in one direction for half an hour and then back the other half hour. And that's the first thing every day. And then I'm a dad, and then I got to get ready for daughter for school and all that, you know, stuff. And then the second that's over, back to full speed running.
You mean physically running, not metaphysically?
Physically running as fast as I can, working out constantly.
Okay. I feel like you're fucking
I was trying to be funny. I haven't worked out in a very long time. That's not what I do. I wasn't fucking with you. I was trying to be funny. But I was
more agile than you were convincing. I mean, because you said
I was trying to trick you, Dustin Hoffman, a little bit.
But this is what it is to be an actor.
You're right.
To be able to dig in. Tell me about acting.
I mean, what is there to tell you that you don't know already? You know what I mean? Like, it's just now, being around you, I feel like I'm learning about acting. But what could I tell Dustin Hoffman about acting? I don't know. Like, I wouldn't even know what to tell you. I would feel embarrassed telling you, like, an acting tip.
I mean, but everybody has different, you know, avenues to get to where they want to go. You know, it's like,
do you do anything special before you're about to go on camera? Do you have a ritual of any kind that you like to do?
I like a little whiskey.
See, there you go. I like that. That's old school. I like that. I feel like that's super old school to just, like, pound hard alcohol and then work.
Do you like whiskey? What do you like?
I like Jameson's Irish whiskey.
Oh, wow. It's smooth.
Yes. I agree.
I used to do this as a shot. It was so smooth.
Yes, same here. Yeah. When I used to drink it for fun, instead, I don't know, I'm not like drinking it now as a job, but like when I used to drink it all the time, yes, as a shot, great, fantastic drink.
You ever put an ice cube in there?
Yeah, even just a small question like asking me about putting an ice cube in, just from your voice, it sounds so majestic and so. I feel like we're talking about the craft again, but we're just talking about drinks.
Listen, it's one thing to be majestic, but just keep your hands where I can see them. this is the kind of thing that I would, you know. I remember there's this woman named Sally Billings, and I thought her name was Sally Billings, and then I found out later that she was Sally. She worked in the Billings department. Not even the billing department. It was a Billings department, because they were in Billings, Wyoming.
That's a fantastic story. That's a little mishap that happens when you misunderstand something.
I feel like you're fucking with me again.
No, that time I thought you just told me a quick little anecdotal story and I was just reacting to it. I'm not fucking with you in any way, sir. In any way.
You ever play tetherball?
Sure.
Did you ever win?
Did I ever win? Yes. I'm confident that I won. I am confident that I have won tetherball in the past.
What about Teller Ball?
Never played Teller Ball once. I played once, and I paid dearly.
Because the tellers are too big for the sand lot.
Correct.
And you just run mm-hmm. right into them. It's very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
It's fun.
It's, everything's fun in a way. Even dangerous stuff.
I want to ask you a few other questions before I forget.
Yeah, don't forget.
I'm just looking here. What do you think about the Kanye thing?
Just the whole thing, like him, just the thing being him being losing it in front of the world?
No, just the music.
If you're going just strictly just music, I mean, he's great.
Can you imagine if he would have just never said anything and just done the music?
It seems that simple sometimes. It seems that simple to just not say a word and just go home after work and maybe be quiet.
I had some eggnog.
How was that?
It's a treat.
It always is.
You can't get it.
I feel like you can get it. Well, maybe no. I guess no. I guess you can. I guess you got us. You can stock up.
They're not allowed to make it
legally.
Legally, depending on which state.
Wow.
But yeah, it's
that's a good thing. If you hate somebody at work, you could plant eggnog on them real easy. That's a good crime.
Do you like eggnog?
I don't. I'm not a fan. Really? Yeah, I like saying it, but I don't like drinking it.
Do you like, you don't like touching it?
I love touching it. I love liquid in general.
In a sack.
In a sack, in a bag, in a little small basin, any kind of liquid, I'm down. I love it.
You're down. What do you mean, like physically you're on the ground?
If I was that happy to see it, possibly, but I meant it more metaphorically. But I guess if I love water and liquid being a liquid, water being a liquid. Thank you. I appreciate it. I didn't know. I thought for a minute you had a stroke.
Well, you know, I did, and then I had another stroke. And then I was stroking it.
Dustin.
All right, let's get to more questions.
That was crass.
I don't even know. We've been doing this. We have about 10 more minutes. These shows are about a half hour.
That's fine. That's perfect.
Let's keep. You like the Pet Shop Boys?
The band? Or the improv team? No, I'm the...
No, there's guys that live in the... Pet Shop that are boys.
Yes, the band. Yes. I can't think of a song they sing offhand. But if you told me, I bet you I would be like, that's it. Yep, that's the Pet Shop Boys.
And I wish I could sing one to you because you would know what I'm talking about, but you're not even allowed to sing songs on.
Because they would charge podcasts. You so much money.
Something happens. Something happens. Mm-hmm. No, you know, East End Girls and... You know, Western.
You had that one. That one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pet Shop Boys. Gotcha. Yeah, they were great.
Or, what's the one with?
I never really thought about their name before. Like we're just a couple of Pet Shop Boys.
It's curious.
That's a great word for it, Dustin. That's a perfect word for it. It is curious.
It's true, though, because it's, you know, on one end, why are there only two guys mm-hmm. there? And how small is this pet shop? You know, it's like they could easily coerce with each other and take the money. And then the other end, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say I like the idea of, like, just two guys that hang out in a pet shop so much that people in the town start going, well, there's those Pet Shop Boys.
Right, like right,
maybe
right.
That's why they got their name. They were always hanging out in a pet shop.
In a town without pets.
That.
Here are the Pet Shop Boys.
I mean, that is the start of a Pixar movie, that line. In a town without pets.
Do you want to do any of your voices? You want to do some characters?
No.
No. Okay.
I don't really do. I feel like there are people who do voices like really, really well, and I'm not. I feel like I'm not one of those people.
Well, I don't think that's true, and I think if it was true, you would have a different career. You have talent. You have ability. Obviously, you're a great actor. Is what I want to talk to you about. You don't want to seem to talk about acting. You just want to screw around. I want to talk about acting.
I can tell you're very actor. You get so serious so fast.
I go like this. And I just it's just because I look comatose. People think I'm comatose.
It is terrifying in a way. It is shocking in a way.
It's very weird. It's upsetting.
Upsetting is not the right word. I'm enjoying it. But it's a mix of fear and awkwardness. I'm not going to lie, because it's you, Dustin Hoffman, and I get like, what am I supposed to do when he shuts down and just starts staring straight ahead? And
well, I've got myself in a reverse pigeonhole with Rain Man, because before Rain Man, people saw me as Rain Man. Once they did Rain Man, it was almost anticlimactic, because you just sort of rest on your face. You're resting your face on your face.
Mm-hmm. I'm the king of that.
You do it well, because you enjoy being in a resting position, I assume.
Just like that.
You like to rest.
I love resting. I'm great at it.
I mean, isn't it it's the only thing. People that want to get more done are out of their minds.
I'm good for a little while, and then I'm great to nap for a little while. I think best of both worlds is you got to find a nice little balance there in the middle.
Right. Like Malcolm in the Middle.
Exactly like Malcolm in the Middle.
Would you consider yourself
Frankie Muniz of podcasting in a way?
You know, it's interesting you say that, because for Frankie and my nephew or friend.
Is that so?
Yeah, and he's a great, great guy. But I think that resting for me is a choice and a responsibility, you know, because let's face it, I mean, it really is about resting. You know, it's about exercise, but then almost at the very end, it's abruptly over, and then you rest. And then you have some more salami, or you have, some prosciutto.
You love a cured meat. You love a salted meat. I do too. Well, trust me. I love a little. Genoa. I love a little soprasette. I like saying it weird. I like those meats. I love those meats. I can't get enough of them. If I see those meats at a party and you're talking to me, I'm not listening. I'm thinking about those meats.
And if they're sour, you start to sweat.
Correct. Sour meat. I don't know if that sounds as appetizing as I want it to. Like, even thinking about, like, the sour crystals that you would find on a sour candy, like, on meat. I don't know if I like that. And I love sour stuff, but I don't know about sour meat.
Talk more about sour, and don't be sour about it.
Okay. Have you ever had sour Kool-Aid?
Sour Kool-Aid? Yeah. I never heard of that.
Me neither, until recently.
You just made it.
No. I didn't make it up. There's a real thing they have. It's like sour blue raspberry Kool-Aid, and it's absolutely fantastic.
But isn't sour the thing you're running away from when you're drinking something? That's the thing that quenches the sours, quenches the salt, or you know what I mean?
Yeah. This isn't like an ever, like, I don't wake up and it's just sour, sour, sour all day long. It's just sometimes I get a little weird, then I go, you know what? It's time to... Time to make the top of my head sweat.
I can't seem to get this earbud stuck.
I noticed you're having a little thing going on there. They make bigger headphones. You're Dustin Hoffman. You could get better headphones, I feel like.
Yeah, but then if they're too big, the muffy things, they just sort of override my head and change my look. People might not know
who gotcha. I am.
I've gotten very much older in audiences, even though I'm famous and well-known, obviously. It's narrowed.
Do you get scared about getting older? Are you scared? Is that a terrible thing to bring up?
No, I use a mud bath therapy, and I shit wherever I want to shit. You know what I mean? It's not. I got a big backyard, and
You just shit out anyway. That sounds. I mean, that freedom alone would make you live longer, I think.
It would if you could stick the landing.
I think if anyone could, it's you. You're welcome. You're welcome.
And is there anything you want to ask me?
I mean, how long do you have? I millions of things. I also just want to say, how are you? You doing okay?
You know, I'm doing all right. I really am. I'm eating a lot of watermelon. I'm stretching more. And I feel very
That's
good
to hear.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. It's important to keep healthy.
It is important, and it's really all you have. You know, taking a 10-minute walk around the block is—just put your shoes on
and do it. It seems silly and rude not to.
Yeah. So, where do you go from here? I mean, today is what is it? Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
What's tomorrow?
I'm 90% sure will be Wednesday, and I will be. No, wait. Today is Wednesday, because the.
No,
today is Wednesday. It is because they picked up my garbage.
You're right. That's right.
So tomorrow will be Thursday, and tomorrow I will be going to the Spring Sing.
To see
my daughter sing a song.
Spring Sing. Oh, it's a Spring Sing for a recital.
The Spring Sing.
Well. You want to plug any of your social media handles? I mean, you probably don't need to, but you want to just plug something?
I'll plug anything I can. I'm terrible at social media. I'm out there on all of them, but I have a children's book I wrote called Not All Sheep Are Boring that you can get now. It was written by me and illustrated by Julie Rowan Zock, who's absolutely fantastic, and you can get it on a computer or a bookstore.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Bobby Moynihan.
Oh, it's so cool to hear
nice
you say it. Such a pleasure. Such an honor.
Thank you for joining me on the show. This is the Jeff Richards Show. Jeff wasn't here, obviously, as Dustin Hoffman. We'll see you next time. Go to thejeffrichardsshow.com or Instagram, The Jeff Richards.
Thank you. Bobby. I love you.
I love you, too.